their side, and both teams are on the field stretching. We have 3 minutes until the second half starts. Let's take you through the defensive side of things. For Lakers, 24 tackles altogether, one for a loss, one sack as well, one penalty, which was actually declined, one recovered fumble, one forced fumble, no interceptions. Seth Bowles, two tackles. Dustin Katie, three tackles. Brady Post, two tackles. Diaz, three tackles. Terrence Dubes leads all tacklers with six. Smith with two. Fall, with two. McCabe with one. Snyder with two. And one unknown tackler. The tackle for a loss goes to the credit of number 66 for Lakers, Brandon Crone, for a negative 1 yard. The sack goes to credit to Smith, number 55, for negative 5 yards. Quinn Smith, a 5'10", 200-pound defensive end. And the forced fumble goes to Dubes, and the recovered fumble goes to Crone as well. And the only penalty was offsetting on the personal foul. For the Bath Fighting Bees on defense, they have 15 tackles, one for a loss of 8 yards. No sacks, no tip passes, no interceptions, two forced fumbles, two recovered fumbles, and one penalty for 5 yards. Payne with one tackle, Moffitt with two tackles, Ellsworth with one tackle, Kessler with two tackles, Panwis with one tackle, Schenk with one tackle, Fowlick with two tackles, Greider with one, Chapko with three tackles, Walker with one tackle, and Cornwell with two tackles. Ryan Dress has the only tackle for a loss for 8 yards. And then we go down to the forced fumbles. Ryan Dress with one, another unknown forced fumble. Ellsworth recovered a fumble, and we also have an unknown recovered fumble. And 5 yards on the offsides encroachment, which actually resulted in the Laker first down and moved the ball.
It did. It was on a third and very short five. The 5 yards gave them a first down with no stress whatsoever. But a good hard count there by Lakers, as they've done that a couple times. We've seen them do it. Catch other teams offsides almost every game we've seen them so far. So that has worked for them very nicely whenever they need a free five.
So with a minute before we start the second half, Dave, what does Lakers need to do to continue this lead, but also to stretch it out a little bit more than 1 point?
Hold on to the football.
As much as I'd like a 1 point victory.
Hold on to the football. I understand the conditions are wet. The ball is wet. Everything is slick. But they got to hold on to the football. Bath is going to come out and probably throw the ball a little bit more. I don't think the conditions affect them throwing the ball, as you've seen Moffitt throw it down the field anyways this first half. I think that has been their best success down the field, is beating the Laker defensive backs. The defensive line and linebackers have done a nice job. I don't anticipate the defensive Lakers doing anything different. And as for Bath, I think they're going to continue to do the same thing and go after the ball on defense, considering KD and Diaz have put the ball on the ground so far for Lakers.
Well, we are ready to start the second half. Bath received the ball to start this game, and now they'll be kicking off two Lakers, trying to continue the momentum into the second half here. Back ready to receive it for Lakers. That would be number 8, Brady Post. And number 21, Terrence Dubes, is standing on the 15-yard line. The rest of the Lakers squad ready for the onside kick. Number 23 for Bath, Jacob Wolfinger, 5'6", 145 pounds. Trying up to the ball, and it's a kick, and it bounces at the 20-yard line right into Brady Post's hands at the 15. He's up to the 25, cuts back into the middle of the field, then dives forward to the 30-yard line. A nice 15-yard return for Brady Post, and they will be first and 10 for the Lakers from their own 30.
Leslie Payne with the first tackle of the second half.
What is Payne? French bread. Remember the Titans. Love that movie. 11:53 left in the second quarter.
That good movie quote there.
Thank you. Thank you. Obscure, I know. But Lakers 14, Bath 13 in the second half as the rain continues to come down here. The population inside the booth continues to grow. Right to left across your radio are the Lakers. Two wide to the left, two men in the backfield. Post is under center. And it's going to be a handoff to Diaz to start the second half. He spins at the 30-yard line trying to stay his feet, and he gets out to the 31. Maybe a gain of a yard. And good effort there from Diaz to get that yard. Brings up second and 9.
The junior, Casey Kessler, makes the tackle for the Fighting Bees.
31-yard line is the line of scrimmage. The first down marker is at the 40 of Laker territory. Post trying into the huddle. 11 and a half to play in the third quarter. Second down, 9. They send Seth Bowles wide to the left. Everyone else right inside. Dubes in motion now to the right. Katie and Diaz, it's a handoff to Diaz, this time to the right side. He gets through the line of scrimmage about to the 33-yard line. Tough sledding thus far in the second half for Diaz and the Lakers. It's going to be a gain of 2 yards, brings up third and seven now.
Tackle made by the senior, Trey Ponwas.
Bath adjusting at halftime to those sweeps and dips and dives and dodges from Mauricio Diaz. Well, on the day so far, has 14 carries for 52 yards. Katie has 53 yards. Dubes has 53 yards. That's consistency.
That's pretty evenly distributed.
Third and seven now coming up. They send Bowles wide to the right. Two men in the backfield. Post is under center.
There's that hard count.
And they hand it off around the left side to Terrence Dubes. A little bit on a reverse coming around. And he gets out to the 35-yard only. About 5 yards shy of the first down. A gain of two. And it's going to bring up fourth down. And Lakers more than likely going to have to punt this one away.
Deonte Walker makes the stop on third down.
Bath is used to some very close games. They pulled out a victory 2 weeks in a row over Langsburg 20-19 and over Dansville 27-24. Everything else is pretty lopsided in both ways, wins and losses. Terrence Dubes stands at his own 22-yard line away in the long snap for the punt. So far averaging a little over 43 yards a punt. This one into the wind is going to bounce to the 35 and take a Laker bounce into the 28-yard line. So from the 35 to the 28, another nice punt from Terrence Dubes. Gives the ball back to Bath in mild to moderate field position with 9:23 left in the third quarter. Lakers hanging on to that one-point lead, 14-13. It's been back and forth all night long.
Very curious to see how the Fighting Bees come out on offense, if they continue to do a lot of the same or if they throw more from that option offense.
First and 10 left right across your radio from the 29-yard line, according to the spot. They send number 6, Marcus Allen, wide to the left. Number 7, wide to the right, Cam Ellsworth. Slot receiver to the left as well, that's Richardson. Fullback in the backfield. Tries to Rindress, and he gets the handoff. Rumbles across the 30, down to the 33-yard line. A gain of maybe 4 yards in the play. Second and 6 now. Rindress, very difficult to stop. 63 yards in the night on 9 carries, averaging 7 yards a carry.
Diaz with the stop on that play.
Bath still going in the no huddle, looking to the sidelines, getting the call from the Bath coaching staff and going right to the line. Two wide each way. Slot receivers now man in motion. And actually the option out to the right. Pitches it out to number 3. He's hit at the 37-yard line, close to the first down marker. Leslie Payne, the ball carrier, when all said and done. They say he went out of bounds at the 39, very close to the first down. No word yet, as they potentially could be measuring this one again.
The senior, Steve Kozinski, forced him out of bounds.
According to my calculations, it looks like they might have it by about a half of a football. And they're going to say first down right away.
Probably by about half a football.
They don't know at home, so we're going to go with it.
Absolutely.
First and 10 now for Bath with 8.5 to play in the third quarter. After Leslie Payne, the ball carrier, comes out on the option pitch at the near sideline. First and 10 from the 39-yard line. Moffitt under center. And it's a handoff to Rindress, who's rumbling across midfield to the 50 and dives forward to the 45. A 16-yard carry for Rindress, who's really the kryptonite for this Laker defense so far. Really no stop yet for them.
Number 1, Seth Bowles making the stop. No answer for Rindress. Indeed, he's big guy. He's dragging 2 or 3 guys for a tough 4 or 5 yards. That time when he was free, he rumbled for an easy first down.